Chapter 15.
The object in the holograph was unlike anything Ben had ever seen, natural or artificial. Shaped like two pyramids stuck base to base, it had black granular facets that occasionally flashed white. There was nothing else in the image for comparison, so its size was impossible to determine. As it spun on its long axis, it threw off wisps of blue haze, and Ben could just make out three silver specks drifting across its midline.
"What is that thing?" he asked, leaning closer to the image. "Could it be a chromite crystal?"
He was in the Falcon's main hold, kneeling among the scattered remnants of the R9 astromech droid he had salvaged from Ohali Sorok's wrecked Stealth X. Lando and Omad Kaig were with him, while Tahiri was at the helm, headed for his father and Aunt Leia's last known position. Ben had not been able to find either his father or aunt in the Force since the last blast of emotion he had felt, but that probably only meant they were hiding their presences for some reason. At least, that's what he kept telling himself.
"It could also be magnetite," Omad Kaig suggested. "It does look like a mineral crystal of some sort."
Ben turned to C-3PO, who was standing behind the astromech's half-melted casing.
"See if you can get him to enlarge the image."
"I can try, but as you can see, Nineball is no more than an operating system now. With all of his memory cards and data chips removed, it's remarkable that he recalls his own identifier."
"Just ask," Ben said.
Before using Nineball to bait their trap, the Mandalorians had stripped the droid to his barest components. Fortunately, Jedi R9s were designed to protect mission data at all costs. While trying to retrace Ohali's journey through the rift, Ben had come across several holovid fragments buried in a string of corrupted operating code. C-3PO shot a blurp of static toward Nineball's new comm receiver, which they had borrowed from Ben and Tahiri's own astromech. Nineball squawked a reply that was more death rattle than chirp, but the holograph's perspective slowly began to draw tighter. After a moment, the crystal became a pair of immense black facets, sloping away from each other at a 90-degree angle, and the silver flecks became two starfighters and a medium transport.
"That's some crystal," Ben said, awed by what he was seeing. "Do they grow that big in the rift?"
"I've seen a few deryllium and cardavite crystals the size of an asteroid, Tug," Omad replied. "But that thing must be as big as a star destroyer."
"Or a moon," Lando said.
He scowled down at the wrecked R9 unit, which Ben had reduced to a warped motherboard surrounded by cables and borrowed parts, then asked,
"Are you sure you don't have some data merging issues?"